I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After ISIS issued education reform standards, a realization dawned among Syrian refugees in Lebanon. They may not be going home for a long time. Kids Alive International's Jed Hamoud says their Lebanon team is adjusting from emergency to long-term assistance.
What we're doing initially is providing them with a literacy program, helping them to catch up, because many of those children have not been in school for a year or 2 or 3 years, and try to streamline them into the Lebanese system.
Will you pray? The gospel is at the core of their program, so opportunity abounds. In other news, His Kids Radio, a 24-hour broadcast ministry, just celebrated its 25th birthday. But in celebration of that, they're marking the beginning of a new era with a new name, Keys for Kids. The purpose of the station will stay the same. That's to lead children to Jesus through songs and radio drama. But now people will be able to access new radio stories online and worldwide. Pray Keys for Kids will be successful in bringing children to Christ. Visit our website for more information. And have your experiences shaped your calling? Sally Gallagher of the King's Table Ministries became passionate about serving people with disabilities when her sister was born with developmental challenges. The King's Table Ministry serves in a lot of different ways.
They have a real need for having people to not only love them, but just to be a part of their life, to be an advocate for them, and to be Jesus to them. So those are the three areas: housing and churches and schools.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new book, The Cross and the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer, with your gift. It'll help you better understand Islam so you can pray and be equipped to reach out to Muslims around you. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.